And Nancy Bright joins us from Seattle, USA. And Nancy is a prolific blogger and a consultant in the field of facilitating online communities, online learning communities. And she's joined us today to talk about, this interesting title, Over Our Shoulders, Looking Over Our Shoulders. And I haven't had time to speak to Nancy much about this, so she's joined us in the 10-minute lectures. This is a 10-minute time frame. Nobody's met the challenge, not that we really want people to cut it down to 10 minutes. So over to you, Nancy, to talk to us about some of your work and the interesting concept of over our shoulders.
Now, someone's got to keep time because I want to see if I can do it, because earlier this year I got the chance to participate in a project called Ignite Seattle, where people had 5 minutes to give a talk. They had 25 slides, and the slides were automatically advanced. You have no control over them. And it really gives a whole new way of using constraints productively and creatively. So I learned a few things from watching my fellow presenters, and I hope to get better. So this time with 10 minutes, I actually feel like I could get sloppy, because 10 minutes is, you know, a lot of time. But what I want to share today is some stuff that I've been thinking about peer learning, and particularly informal peer learning, but also towards the more formalized peer learning, because, you know, the fact is we don't know very much, but collectively we know a ton, and there's all these brilliant people around us, or we may be brilliant, but people are brilliant for different reasons. They have different perspectives. And so with these different perspectives, how do we take advantage of what the other person knows? And there's this idea that, you know, there's amazingly productive things that can happen when we're looking over each other's shoulder. So that's what I wanted to just muse with you a little bit. And this isn't so much about me giving a talk, but me throwing out some questions, a couple of stories and a couple of examples that maybe would ignite some conversation after the 10 minutes. So There's a long tradition of us learning over each other's shoulder. Some of it could be called cheating when you're in school and you're looking at the other person's test and saying, what am I supposed to answer here? But really, you know, we're looking over our brother or our sister's comic book. We are peering over our parents as they cook and we start figuring out how to cook. We watch how other people interact, and we learn things all the time through this kind of observational process. The fact is, though, there's some things that are just not quite as good as having an interaction, talking about it. The observation is not enough. And yes, William, Flickr rules. I think all the images except one I've used here are Creative Commons licensed pictures off of Flickr, which I now use extensively to visually trigger my brain to remember things, because at 49 years old, I have lots of ideas, but I lose them all the time. They get stuck in all the corners of my brain, and I tried to get an upgrade and more RAM for my brain, but I was told I couldn't. So in the meantime, I use visuals from Flickr. So what is he reading? I don't know what he's reading, Derek. What do you think he's reading? I am responding to the chat, so for those of you who are listening, I can listen and talk and read the chat. I can't talk and type at the same time. So there's where, you know, you'll see my big limitation. So this idea of leaning over each other's shoulders and getting a chance to see how someone else does something. And an example is, last week I was on Twitter, and I've been following a group of edubloggers on my Twitter. Now, first of all, does anybody not know what Twitter is? Raise your hand, and so I'll do a little brief introduction to what Twitter is. And by raising your hand, there's that little hand with a green up arrow on it on the Illuminate just below the lists of participants, and I'm happy to tell you. Okay, so Twitter is a group-based instant messaging tool which allows you to send a message of 140 characters or less to either everybody who's on Twitter or to a group of people who you've given access to your Twitter feed. And it was conceived with this idea that what are you doing right now, and tell in 140 characters or less what you're doing right now. And so people thought Twitter was this kind of, you know, silly, trivial, blah, blah, blah tool. But this group of edubloggers, I've been watching them, and they've been doing this amazing thing by asking questions on Twitter and letting this kind of more generalized, non-specific group of people answer them. And it's like, whoa. So somebody said, how do I convince my school head to allow us to use tools like Twitter in our school, because it would be a really great thing to use for the students? And I said, well, why not share stories about how Twitter's been useful and not just this kind of, you know, blah, 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 trivial tool. And she says, well, that's a good idea. So I started a wiki on Wikispaces immediately and just put the URL out on Twitter and said, well, how have you used Twitter to collaborate? Let's share our stories. And between, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday I put it up, there's 25 suggestions there. Boom. They allowed me, by sharing their story on this wiki, to look over the shoulder about how they were using Twitter. And they were using it in ways that I had never imagined. It just blew my mind. So it's like, wow, who had the imagination to think about these ideas? It changed my perception of the tool. It changed how I kind of balanced the interruptive nature of Twitter with the productive nature of Twitter. If I had not seen these stories, I could have made an instant judgment about the tool, either accepted it or dismissed it, and used it in maybe a very limited and narrow way, and missed all these other possibilities. They, in their Twitters to me, and then in sharing a more formalized story in the wiki, allowed me to look over their shoulder. It was magnificent. So this idea of learning to use tools is a very productive way of looking over the shoulder and learning something. I've been working forever on a book with Etienne Wenger, kind of the godfather of communities of practice, and John Smith and I, we've been working on a book about technologies for communities of practice. And we've been working on it remotely for 3 years. Yes, 3 years. But we've had a couple of get-togethers, and one of them, all of a sudden, Etienne was doing something in his Outlook, and John scooted his chair over behind him and started looking over his shoulder and goes, I didn't know you could do that with Outlook. How did you do that? Wow, that would be a really productive thing for me. And boom, much more productive way of using Outlook by looking over the story. Derek, yeah, Wicker, Wiki, I'm just too excited. I did have some caffeine, so I apologize. I don't normally do caffeine this time of the day because it's 5:12 p.m. in my part of the world. I'm still in yesterday. I'm still on Monday because you guys are way ahead of me anyway. So another thing, two weeks ago I was in Bogota, Colombia at an e-learning conference, and it was the third day, and I was sitting in the front row with the other speakers from day one and day two, and I had shown them a wiki that I put up where I shared all the stuff that I was using to prepare for my talk, all the links, all the Flickr pictures. I embedded the slides with SlideShare. There's another URL to put in there, Lee, slideshare.net. And he says, well, it was really cool how you did wiki, and I want to do it for a project. So he had started a wiki, and I'd shown him how to embed Delicious tags into his wiki. Now, Delicious, as Lee put the URL there, it's a way to share bookmarks and favorites and stuff. Derek, thanks for the description. And it's a way to really use a group to filter what's out on the web instead of, you know, one person trying to go and find everything. I mean, there's no way you can look at all the cool stuff that's out there. But when you use your network to collect those ideas, they're allowing you to look over their shoulder and see what they're peering at, and you can use them as a filter. And it's you can advance your searching and your filtering in a way that you could never do by yourself. So by looking at their Delicious tags, you're looking over their shoulder about what's of interest to them on the web around a certain topic, which is defined by the tag. So in this case, I was using the tag e-learning Colombia. So if you want to see what we were looking at for that thing, I'll type that in. You can go to Delicious and look at the e-learning Colombia. Yes, Brahman, that nosiness and that curiousness, it's a wonderful motivator for learning. But the thing is, it's hard to do it all by yourself all the time because there's so much out there. As David Weinberger wrote a book called Everything is Miscellaneous, which I would recommend, and he said, there's so much out there, we want to organize things at the last possible minute, not up front, because then we can organize it in a way that makes sense to us. And it was really fantastic insight for me, because when I look over someone's shoulder, I'm organizing my learning at that moment because the person's giving me context that I couldn't have if it was just this generic description of how to use XYZ in Outlook. It's that context of their practice that exactly makes the light bulbs go off. Exactly, Brahman, that was exactly the words I was thinking. Have you gone like a little worm into my brain? It's fantastic. So tools and watching someone use a tool are a fantastic way to look over someone's shoulder. Now, this is all fine and good if we're face-to-face, because then, you know, at that conference in Colombia, we started playing around with Delicious, and the three of us were like bad conference attendees, not paying attention anymore and just sharing tips with Delicious, but actually we were paying attention and taking notes too. Anyway, if you can't be face-to-face, there's now applications that can allow us to watch how someone else does something. In fact, Illuminate, the tool we're in right now, you can do desktop sharing. And if we have time later on, maybe we could look over each other's shoulder and see how, you know, one of us might use a tool and we can compare. The desktop sharing allows you to see someone else's monitor and what they're doing and see the keystrokes and see where their mouse travels around. Another way to do this is to do what's called a screencast, which can capture the movements of what you're doing on a screen and record them and allow someone else to see what you did. These are ways that technology is allowing us to look over each other's shoulder from a distance. Okay, so I've been 6 minutes, huh? I've got 4 more minutes. I better pay attention, right? We can also think of formal ways to looking over each other's shoulders, and one of those ways is a peer assist. And Lee shared with you a URL that gives a really nice explanation of what is a peer assist. It's a way when you formally invite others to look at your work and offer their feedback. And it focuses 1 more minute to keep to 10. Oh, no, I've only got 1 more minute and then I'm done. Oh, wow. So, oh, I'm going to fail. So peer assists are about focusing all of our attention as a group onto one person. And there's something magnificent about having everybody help you for a moment, and then you can go on and help someone else. And there's structures and ways to do this that have been mostly done face-to-face, but they can be done online as well. And I could talk later on about peer assists online afterwards. Another way is through our blogging. There's a great slideshare that Graham Wegner just put up. I encourage you to look at it. The URL is there. And how our blogging allows us to share what we're doing and gives the other people a chance to look over our shoulder. And in this way, we not only look over each other's shoulder, but we develop more people to look over their shoulder, so we expand our network. So these online tools not only are allowing us to look over each other's shoulder, see each other's thinking, but connect with people who can advance our learning over time. So we get this intersection between the social network and looking over each other's shoulder, the people and their wonderful shoulders to look over. People are putting up sites and gaining tremendous feedback. Wiki Patterns is a site about patterns about how people use wikis. And to date, there's 608 contributors, and it's been up for about a year. This is a very powerful thing, and it's being seen as useful now in businesses as well. And there's a great post from J.P. Rangaswamy, and I'm sure I'm mispronouncing his name, I apologize, who tells a story about deciding to share his email box with his direct reports. And he let them see his inbox, but what they really wanted to see was his outbox. It was fantastic. He says, and then I observed what they did. Boy, was I wrong. Most of them were far more interested in my sent mail. They felt they could learn more by watching my outgoing mail rather than my incoming. They felt they could get into my head faster by focusing on my responses rather than on stimuli. When I read that, bing, 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 all kinds of bells went off for me. It is a great way to see things that you couldn't even see yourself when someone looks over your shoulder. So looking over the shoulder is not just a benefit for the looker, it's a benefit for the lookee. And JP again goes on to talk about how we do this non-intrusively, that's a hard word, this, you know, time shifted, so like the screencasts or the wikis, or that it's even searchable. And if you look on the tag how to on Delicious, people are sharing their how to's. So that's another way to time shift this looking over each other's shoulders. It's really exciting. So I have a dream about this. You know, they have to have these unconferences or bar camps where people can informally get together. What if you had a bunch of people in a room sitting in groups of two or three with their wireless connectivities, and they sat there and showed each other how they used online collaboration tools or social networking tools, and they shared it, and then everybody got up and changed pairs, and they learned something else. Can you imagine the density of learning that would happen if we could just be watching over each other's shoulders on a regular basis? So here's some things that I'm tagging to really learn more about over the shoulder, my weblog, and now I turn it over to us for conversation, even though I'm a few minutes over.